Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com. I'm Brock, and welcome to my fishing spot, your one stop for tips and tricks for successful fishing. And it's all brought to you by Tackle Haven, located on Riverview Drive in Benton Harbor. Here's this week's tip. How a crochet hook can save you from a lot of headaches. Well, you did it again. You got lazy with your cast or were distracted by the attractive lady sunbathing on her dock, and you built yourself an epic bird's nest on your bait caster. We've all been there. This spells disaster for a day of fishing because you're going to spend most of your time trying to untangle the mess that you made. Well, I got something that won't magically fix your problem, but it will definitely help get it fixed faster. Always keep a crochet hook in your tackle box. You heard me, a crochet hook. Now don't worry, you won't be doing any slip stitches or yarn overs in the boat. That crochet hook is perfect for picking out tangled lines. We've all struggled with trying to get our fingertips to grip small parts of an even smaller line. It's damn near impossible. Let the crochet hook do the work for you. Hell, that's what it was made for. Don't go too big, though, or it won't be as effective. One of the first things I threw in my tackle box when I got my first bait caster was a crochet hook, and it's helped me out multiple times. Plus, they're only usually a couple bucks. Spend less time struggling with tangled line and more time fishing. And maybe a little crocheting. This has been Brock's Fishing Spot, brought to you by Tackle Haven on Riverview Drive in Benton Harbor. Until next time, keep your beer on ice and your lines in the water.